Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, there's something that I heard the other day that is piqued my interest. Evidently, it's called the BBB phishing scam.
Yes, what's happening is it's a very highly targeted phishing attack where executives, not just your average employee or person that's not related to a company, but an executive at a company will get an email that's addressed to them personally. It includes their company's name. It appears to come from the Better Business Bureau, and it indicates that there's a complaint against the business. It even goes so far as to say who the complaint is from, and has a complaint number, and then has a link that says documents for case, and it gives a case ID. So now if the person reading the email believes that it's from the BBB, and it looks very, very convincing and official, if they click on that link, they're going to get a dialog box that says file download security warning. Do you want to run or save this file? And the file name is complaint underscore details underscore, it's got a complaint number, .doc.exe. Now, the .exe is what really determines what it is. That says this is not a document, but an executable file. So some attention and a little bit of computer knowledge really pay off in this case. You need to know that .exe is not a document and that you don't want to run it. And even if you don't have that level of sophistication, my basic long-standing advice is still completely valid. If you're not specifically expecting an attachment in an email, or an email even from a person, verify with them that they actually meant to send it to you. Because people's company names, position names, first names, last names, all that are common knowledge and easy to put into a phishing attack. So never open an attachment if you're not specifically expecting that from the person that sent it to you.
So these are what's called, as I heard they're called spear phishing, where the phishing attempt is going against a specific individual where they have your name and can make it look very personalized.
Exactly. A spear phishing attack could be against an individual or even a group of employees at a specific company, but it's a very targeted attack, just like spear phishing is.
So I won't be able to see anything in the header of the email. When I open up the email, however, you're saying there's an attachment that I shouldn't open up, because when will I see the .dot.exe?
Well, what they've done is the attachment's up on the web. It's not actually in the email itself. So they've got a link. And I checked with the Better Business Bureau. I'm still going to check with the San Diego Better Business Bureau. But for Washington, Oregon, and Alaska, if a business wants to be notified by email, the BBB will notify them by email, and they'll include a link to the case. Well, in this phishing attack, the link will generate a file execute dialog, file download security warning. And that's where you have to look at what the name is. The name is complaint details dot something dot doc dot exe, and the dot exe is the giveaway that this isn't the document.
I see.
But before you actually click on that link, you should verify with the Better Business Bureau that they actually sent you that email.
Well, that seems like a lot of trouble to have to then get off and, you know, contact them and find out if this was the situation. It seems like what you said earlier, anything that's that you receive that you were not expecting from someone that you've never dealt with before, probably better to eliminate that immediately.
Right. And I mean, it may be a lot of trouble, and if you're a business and have a legitimate complaint against you, you don't want to just blow it off. However, the odds are that if the Better Business Bureau is sending you a complaint letter, you've already heard from the person complaining.
Right. Well, and it also sounds like in those instances where you have the option to be able to receive information on email versus regular mail, that probably you should select regular mail, considering the increasing number of spear phishing attempts. Keeping some of those things out of your email box may be the smart thing to do. Hey, listen, there's something else that I noticed the other day. Google evidently warned against web malware. Almost, they call it an epidemic. And this sounded incredibly frightening to me, because my understanding is, as you surf the web, you can visit a website and immediately become infected. Is that true?
It can be true. There are a few aspects of this. Google reported that 1 in 10 websites are infected or have malicious software. Now, the number one cause of drive-by downloads, that's what we call it when you just go to a website and get infected with malware, mm-hmm. The number one cause is failing to keep your system patched. More often than not, if your system is patched, the drive-by isn't going to work.
Hmm.
So it's even more important than using antivirus software is keeping your system patched. Using antivirus software is very important. It will certainly help, because in some cases there may be an unknown vulnerability that's being exploited, or you might accidentally click yes when you should have clicked no and still download the malware.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the antivirus software very often will come to your defense and help you. But keeping your system patched cannot be overemphasized.
Well, I know with larger companies, just keeping ahead of the patches is very difficult, because in many instances you've got to do, it's a manual problem. It can take you quite a bit of time just to stay up with everything that comes out on Patch Tuesday, which is when Microsoft issues most of its patches. But it sounds like, again, for a small business, better to make sure your employees know not to be browsing sites they shouldn't be going to in any case, because you certainly leave yourself vulnerable. If you're an individual, a regular consumer, how are you receiving your patches? Are those automatically driven out by Microsoft? How do I know my system has been patched?
If you're running XP, generally it's configured to automatically update for you, and it will often reboot your computer for you if you've got it set to do everything automatically, and some people complain about that, and I could probably do another show on how to deal with that and when you should deal with it, but you can periodically go to Windows Update, update.microsoft.com, and manually run the update just to make sure that there's nothing that you're missing. In fact, I recommend that you do that sometimes. When it asks you if you want custom or express, choose custom to see what other updates are available for you.
Well, what's the site again?
Update.microsoft.com should get you there.
So when I see on my computer, it says, what do you want to do? Shut the computer off or install updates and then shut the computer off? Those updates, those are actually the patches you're talking about.
Exactly. Sometimes Microsoft will download the updates, and it knows that it's going to take a reboot, so instead of installing them right away, it'll wait till you're going to shut down anyway, because mm-hmm. then it can install it, shut it down, and then the next time you turn on the computer, it doesn't have to reboot again for you.
Well, this sounds like, yet again, another headache for the average computer, both expert and novice. So again, making sure your machine is patched on a regular basis. If I'm a small business and I don't have an IT director, to a certain extent, the Microsoft XP is going to provide automatic patches. Anything else I should be considering if I have I have 10 or 15 PCs on my system?
You might want to look at a UTM device, a Unified Threat Management device. Safe Protect is one manufacturer that uses ESET's NOD32 as the antivirus component, but they also offer things like website blacklisting and whitelisting and things like that that can help prevent users from going to sites that are known to have drive-bys in them too.
Well, that's good. So essentially it's screening out those sites that you don't want to, you don't want your people going to.
Exactly.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks again, Randy. This has been incredibly informative. And if people have questions or if they've missed any of the websites that you've referred to, they can contact you at
AskESET, @ESET.com.
Terrific. Well, this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.